Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 15th of June, the 166th day of 2026, with 199 days remaining on our journey to 2027. In another fortnight, we will have rocketed through half the year. Those among us keeping track of our individual trajectories through life might also be weighing in with ourselves as to how closely those trajectories are aligning with the rhythms of the lives we envisioned for ourselves. Sort of a comparison contrast of the kinetic versus the potential. An analysis of how our concept of the do-re-mi plays out in the tunes we are actually singing. But lest we venture too closely to what Martin Luther King Jr. once referred to as the paralysis of analysis, his indictment of the excesses of the filibuster, we often naturally try to avoid overthinking something by not thinking about it much at all. This, of course, carries the inherent risk of ironically not thinking about the thing enough. This morning, I am looking out the dining room window at about a dozen evening primroses that have risen to a couple of feet in height through the cracks of irregularly shaped slate tiles on the back patio of the townhouse we have been renting. That scene momentarily fills me with gratitude, not only because I appreciate evening primrose as flora, but also because they have been spreading enough seed around the past couple of decades that we have been living here, that the stand of plants is not dependent upon me to make a showing every year. And when I am grateful, I enjoy a reprieve of at least a few moments from negative thoughts, as the human brain is not capable of feeling gratitude and simultaneously entertaining dark notions. This past week afforded progress for my girlfriend and I framing a new room atop what was formerly intended to be merely a deck at our building site across town. The surrounding trees provide welcome shade in the summer, so our plans for a sunny deck were easily abandoned, especially during the recent spate of temperatures approaching the 90s. We are happy doing the work without being cooked directly by the sunshine. Jan Beatty has this to say about humans and landscape in her poem, Landform. I was born a landform during the high water stages. I was a stand-in, a witness mark for the truth. There were comet tracings on my body and other scorings. They would never recede. My torso was a picture of a torso. You don't know me. You're the only person I've told. I've been westering ever since, looking for my wild lands. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of Edward the Black Prince, Hilda Terry, Lillian Baseman, Amy Clampett, Errol Garner, Mario Cuomo, Waylon Jennings, Harry Nilsson, Muff Winwood, Xavier Hollander, Janet Lennon, Judy Pace, James Belushi, Terry Gibbs, Julie Haggerty, Polly Draper, Wade Boggs, Helen Hunt, Courtney Cox, and Ice Cube. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1215, under a growing threat of civil war among the English population, and as a battle cry against oppression, King John was coerced to sign and seal a charter of liberties known as the Magna Carta. Today in 1864, 200 acres of Confederate General Robert E. Lee's Virginia estate were seized by the U.S. government and authorized for a national cemetery, which became known as Arlington. Today in 1921 in France, Bessie Coleman became the first African American and Native American woman to earn a pilot license. And today in 1965, Bob Dylan recorded the single Like a Rolling Stone. Heavenward, soon after sunset tonight, look at the northwest sky and see the planet Mercury low on the horizon with bright planets Jupiter and Venus above. And tomorrow evening, about the same time in the western sky, our slender, waxing crescent moon will join the view between Mercury and Jupiter with bright Venus above. The following evening, Wednesday, Venus and our moon swap places with the slender waxing crescent, highest among the four celestial bodies. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise, welcoming this 13th and therefore ultimate and concluding week of spring, the 25th week of 2026, and the third week of June. Keep the faith.